This is the Funville 9, driven by AAA, the official podcast of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Here's your host, Trey Wilson.
Hello and welcome to today's Flying Squirrels pregame conversation. Today I sat down with Flying Squirrels pitcher John Michael Bertrand, who had, one of the best outings you could ever see on Saturday night here at the Diamond. Seven perfect innings for John Michael against the Bowie Bay Sox, and the Flying Squirrels two nights in a row have had a starting pitcher throw a hitless outing, but John Michael took it to another level on Saturday night. He went seven innings, only 68 pitches. If this was a little bit later in the season, maybe we would have seen him have a chance to go the full nine, but one of the more dominant outings that we've seen in a long time yesterday from John Michael Bertrand. Had some great defense behind him. We talked some about that. Not only did he have a huge day yesterday here in Richmond, but it was a pretty big day for the Bertrand family as a whole, for him and his two brothers, and we talked some about that as well. So here's my conversation with Flying Squirrels pitcher John Michael Bertrand. What a day it was yesterday here in Richmond for John Michael Bertrand and really for y'all's whole family, John Michael. Your brother gets drafted by the Falcons. You go out and have an outing like really we've never really seen, a really strong, perfect seven innings. How do you describe how that whole day went yesterday? It had to be so much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun in hindsight. And to add on top of that, my older brother also passed the bar for Alabama. So it was a
day.
It was a very exciting day in the Bertrand household. And I think, you know, one feeling to wrap it all up is just blessed. You know, like God is good and God is great. And just being able to have the opportunities to pursue our dreams and our passions is an unbelievable gift. And, you know, just incredibly thankful for my family. Obviously super proud of both my brothers. And a really exciting day for JD yesterday. Just trying to, you know, one-up him on his day, I guess.
Yeah, so what's your older brother's name? I know you've talked about him before. Obviously, we've talked about JD and his football and you and your baseball. And I know you mentioned him before, your older brother, saying he was a pretty good athlete but chose the academic route. Sounds like that's paying off.
Yeah, Chris is his name. He was a phenomenal athlete and just absolutely, was a brutal guy in the post playing up against him in basketball. We all played basketball together in the driveway and all played throughout high school. But yeah, he's doing fantastic things. He passed the bar for the second time. So he passed it in Georgia and was a practicing attorney there and then recently moved to Alabama to continue practice there and had to retake the bar as a new state. So he, you know, just found out he passed that. So, you know, unbelievably proud of him. And, you know, all the Bertrand success starts with him, you know.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive day. I don't know if any families could really top a day like that. Well, I know you were following the draft closely yesterday while also trying to lock in and get ready for a start. So how did you, where were you when you found out that your brother had been taken? I know you were locked in throughout the day.
Yeah, I was at my apartment watching, just dialed in and ready. I know, you know, being there myself 2 years ago to draft, it's like a very nervous day, but it's also very exciting. And so I know JD was, you know, feeling a little bit nervous and also really excited. And, you know, being able to see that he got drafted at all, you know, is an amazing accomplishment, especially football. There's only seven rounds. So it's phenomenal. And then, you know, a little sweet in the pie, being a hometown team, you know, as we grew up in Atlanta, it was, you know, very, very exciting nonetheless. So I'm just so proud of him for all the work that he's put in and really excited to see his next step of his career take off.
Yeah, we'll be following along for sure, too. That's pretty exciting. But then it was business time. You had to come to the ballpark and get ready to face a pretty talented Bowie offense. And your locker neighbor, Hayden Birdsong, had a pretty strong start on Friday night, too. Five hitless innings, and then they took a no-hitter into the ninth. And then yesterday you come out seven perfect innings. Have you ever had an outing where the outs were coming like they were yesterday?
I've never had a statistically perfect outing before, so that was my first one, so that was pretty cool to see. And I mean, it's just a testament to like our staff just being able to prepare us well, and Paul throughout the week, and being able to see all the stuff that Tony pulls up and doing our own digging into True Media and just creating an attack plan before the game, and you know, trying to stick with it and communicating well with Sugi. And you know, when you have games like that, things get rolling. And so I've had a couple of games like that where pitches are rolling. I think I only threw like 68 pitches through seven, and most of, if not all the times in college, I was able to finish those games. So, you know, hopefully next time they'll give me the go.
Well, they did give you maybe a little more leash than they probably would have since you back out there for the seventh. It was your longest outing in pro ball, not by pitches, but by ups, by innings. And, you know, this early in the season, I know there's some caution. You don't want to ramp things up too fast. But at what point yesterday did you say, man, things are feeling good. I've got multiple pitches that are working. I'm able to get some soft outs. I'm getting some good help from my defenders behind me. McCray made some nice plays. The infielder made some nice plays. Was there a certain point where you're out there and you look up at the scoreboard and go, oh, there's still a zero in that hit column? And, or it's been, however many batters, however many down, or are you just locked in on that next guy each time?
You know, the only thing I'm really locked in is that the next hitter and the next pitch, really. So my whole mentality when I go out there and pitch is just execution and just looking at the glove. So I'll talk with Sugi with our scouting report, my notes that I keep in the dugout, and then we'll, go out there and attack our plan and just keep going. And, I mean, yeah, you said it. The defense played phenomenal. I mean, yeah, Grant made some great catches. I mean, what an athlete, right? Like, yeah. That guy is so good out there. And, you know, all our outfielders have incredible range and great arms. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun just to go out there and just compete, you know.
Well, you're off to a pretty good start this year. You got that preview at the end of the season last year of Double A. And this year, come in and had some really strong starts as you start to stretch things out. And how have you felt about how the outings have gone so far this year? Have you kind of gone in and hit your marks on what your plan was to get this season started?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really come into the season with any expectations, right? Like, I know that I want to stay on my routine through the week, recover well, so I can compete on that day that I need to go out there and compete. And just get after it. So I think results take care of themselves if you can trust the process and really enjoy the journey and stay dedicated to your routine and your habits. And so that's what I've been doing. And at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, balls just happen to find gloves. So that's been really fortunate.
Well, we're going to let you go get ready for today's game and see how they can try to one-up you and Hayden after the last couple of days with Carson Ragsdale going out there today. But thanks so much for taking some time. Congrats to the whole family, JD getting drafted, for Chris passing his second bar in Alabama, for you having a great outing. Your parents, I'm sure, are just as proud and thrilled as can be. And here's to many more great days like that for the Bertrands.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.